The news of my arrival spread like wildfire throughout the crematorium. Both the SS personnel assigned here and the Sonderkommando came to call on me. The door was first opened by an SS non-com. Two extremely tall, militant-looking Scharfuhrer entered. I knew the attitude I then assumed would determine their conduct toward me in the future. I recalled Dr. Mengele's order. I was responsible only to him. Consequently, I considered this visit merely as a private act of courtesy and remained seated instead of rising and standing at attention. I greeted them and asked them to sit down. They stopped in the middle of the room and looked me over. I felt the full importance of this moment. It was the first impression that counted. It seemed to me that my manner was the best one to have adopted, for their rigid face muscles relaxed slightly, and with a gesture of careless indifference, they sat down. The scope of our conversation was extremely limited. How was my trip? What was I doing in the Katzet? These were questions they could not ask, for the answers would embarrass them. Whereas politics, the war, and conditions in the Katzet were subjects I could not broach. Still, this did not bother me, for the years I had spent in pre-war Germany furnished plenty of material for discussion. They were much impressed by the fact that I spoke their own language better, or at least in a more cultured manner, than they did. I soon realized that there were even certain expressions that they didn't understand, although they carefully refrained from letting me know it. I knew their country well, was fully informed about life in their cities and their homes, and about their religious and moral concepts. So conversation was not overly difficult for me. I had a feeling that this examination had also been a success, for they left smiling. More visitors arrived, men in civilian clothes, clean-shaven and smartly dressed. The capo-in-chief, and there's a translator's note that reads, capo is the abbreviation of the Kameradschaftspolizei. The capo-in-chief was generally a German prisoner serving a sentence for some non-political crime. A few of them tried to ease the lot of their fellow sufferers, but most were the faithful servants of the SS, unquote, from the translator. Continuing, the capo-in-chief and two of his men entered my room. This, too, was a courtesy call. I learned that they were the ones who had had my room prepared. They'd heard of my arrival and invited me to dine with them and meet the other prisoners. As a matter of fact, it was almost dinner time.